The upheaval began in earnest in California today, and even those who wanted to see property taxes cut are now realizing that the fallout won't be as ecstatic as the victory. Miriam Bier reports from Los Angeles.
The human consequences of Proposition 13 are already in evidence. Yolo County, just north of the capital of Sacramento, has sent out layoff notices to 300 employees. And city officials throughout California are wrestling with seniority and affirmative action issues as they prepare to make their own cuts. Governor Brown told a special session of the legislature today $5 billion surplus state dollars will go to ease the blow to schools and local governments. But without a specific formula from Brown, local officials still don't know how much relief they can count on when they lose a substantial share of their property tax revenue. But Brown made it clear the state can't save the situation alone. He pointed to the tremendous tax saving business will enjoy under Proposition 13. And he contended business has a moral obligation to translate those savings into jobs so that Californians dropped from public service will have a chance to work again soon. Miriam Bier, CBS News, Los Angeles.
The people of California spoke through their votes on Tuesday. Today, Governor Brown got his chance to speak on Proposition 13. The governor proposed $300 million in state budget cuts. He asked the state legislature to turn over the state's budget surplus to local governments and schools. The governor pledged to meet the challenge of the tax limitation initiative by July 1st. Another of Brown's proposals is a temporary one-year formula to decide where the budget surplus is needed most. Los Angeles City school officials are among those casting about for ways to operate within the tax framework created by passage of Proposition 13. KNX News Radio reporter Russ Powell talked with City School Board member Diane Watson.
Those cuts will involve, in one way or another, 600,000 students, 600 schools, and 91,000 employees. Ms. Watson says administrative positions will be involved, but that's not the primary issue.
The argument is, how can we cut back people and program so that we can run a balanced school district, and so it will have the least effect on children.
What do you see as the best way to do that as of now?
Well, we're going to certainly have to cut people and program. I'm just sorry because we have needs in the classroom. We have overcrowded classes now, and to have to cut back teachers is incredibly hard. Of course, we will be cutting administration, sure. Don't get the idea that we would not start looking there, because we will.
Among other programs, Ms. Watson feels early education, music training, and athletics could be in jeopardy. Russ Powell, KNX News Radio.
And that's the sound of KNX News, live and direct.
A city council committee is continuing its budget cut hearings into the early evening. This is Mike Landa at Los Angeles City Hall. For most of the afternoon, the City Council's Revenue and Finance Committee has been reviewing the more than $200 million in cutbacks required under the Jarvis-Gann Amendment. Panel members have heard Los Angeles Police Chief Daryl Gates call the loss of $38 million to his department a disaster. Staff members from other departments have also outlined the impact of proposed slashes. However, one member of the Finance Committee, City Councilman Zev Yaroslavsky, has walked out of the session because he says alternative approaches to budget cutting were not being discussed.
There are some strong feelings in the council right now, not necessarily on that committee, but in the council, to try some other approaches to meeting the reduced revenues, whether it's by cutting salaries, freezing salaries, cutting the work week, dealing with the pension systems, dealing with the prevailing wage clause, dealing with other sections of the city charter and legislation that confines us. These are some of the more substantive things that's being discussed around City Hall, not in the Finance Committee, and as such, my time is too valuable to have some city administrative officer read a book to me out loud. I stopped doing that when I was about 3 or 4 years old.
Los Angeles City Councilman Zev Yaroslavsky, who's unhappy with the way the council's Finance Committee is dealing with the challenge posed by Proposition 13. From City Hall, this is Mike Landa, KNX News Radio.